Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Gotta make next 2 hours before you left. I opened the phones up, cover a ton of critical news. Tucker Carlson had a salon owner on last night who really exposed the fraud of Nancy Pelosi. All these Democrats have been caught out not wearing their mask in restaurants because they know it's all a fraud. It's about dominating and controlling you. It's not about them being controlled. Here it is.
Tonight we want to introduce you to the woman Nancy Pelosi is blaming. Erica Kias owns the now famous salon in San Francisco, and she joins us tonight. Erica, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me.
Nancy Pelosi claims on camera that you orchestrated a, quote, setup to entrap her into getting her hair blown out without a mask. Did you?
No, absolutely not.
How would you have done that? I mean, can you prove that this wasn't a diabolical setup designed to bring down the Speaker of the House by blow-drying her hair?
She had called the stylist, and or her assistant did, and made the appointment. So
yes.
The appointment was already booked. So there's no way I could have set that up. And I've had a camera system in there for 5 years. I mean, I didn't go in there and turn cameras on as soon as she walked in to set her up. So that's absolutely false.
So Pelosi says that salons in San Francisco, and of course she lives there and she is the most powerful Democratic legislator in the world, but she says she understood that the restrictions allowed a one-on-one appointment in salons. What do you make of that?
I heard that and I thought to myself, well, as a hairstylist, I see clients one-on-one, so that would mean I would be open. Right?
Yes. Pardon. Sorry to laugh. Yes, that it would mean
sorry,
that. Are you open?
No.
What is that doing to you and your business?
For the past 6 months, we're pretty much done. I mean, we've lost at least 60% of our clients. I've lost the majority of my staff. You know, 6 months is a long time to be closed down.
Yeah. No, it's too long. So your business has been destroyed by this. How do you feel about seeing the most powerful woman in America come into your salon in violation of the rules she supports, get caught and then blame you for it?
To be honest, it was more hurtful. She's been coming in for quite a while, and just to see her come in, and especially not wearing the mask, that's what really got to me. But, yeah. You know, this isn't even political. I mean, she's been coming in there. It's the fact that she actually came in and didn't have a mask on. And I just thought about, you know, my staff and people not being able to work and make money and provide for their families. And if she's in there comfortably without a mask and feeling safe, then why are we shut down? Why am I not able to have clients come in? It's been hard.
You're not making a political point. You're making a human point rooted in common sense. And what do you think? I don't know what the answer is. What do you think the answer is? Why can't, if Nancy Pelosi feels comfortable using your salon, why can't civilians use it?
Exactly. And I'll be honest, in our area in San Francisco, I mean, we're obviously the last county or city to not open. We've been trying to figure that out. We've been asking ourselves these questions for 6 months, or I mean, for the past actually 4 months, of why we are not reopened. And that's kind of a good question. We, again, don't know.
Huh. What are you going to do? Are you going to stay in the city, do you think, in San Francisco?
I don't think so. The hard part of all this is that I have been in that community for 12 years. And since this happened, I have received nothing but hate, text messages, death threats. They're going to burn my hair salon down. My Yelp page is just unbelievable. With bad reviews.
That's really the moral of the story here is that Pelosi blamed her. You know, here's the answer. Everybody should not be complying with this, and then they couldn't enforce it. Just like the mayor still says most of the parks are closed, everybody's just there, the cops are ignoring it, because it's crap. And they try to get then lifeguards to threaten people, and the police go tell them, you can't do that, you're not a sworn officer.
to stop complying with the globalist takeover. It's a Chi-Com run operation. God almighty, people!
I'm not going to lie to you. I want to stay in the fight against Soros and Hillary and the New World Order. And the only way I do is if you buy a lot of products at InfoWarsStore.com. You got to sell a lot of vitamins and a lot of minerals and a lot of fish oil and a lot of t-shirts and a lot of water filters to fund an operation in the face of the globalists and all the DNC lawsuits. But they're so close to losing right now. Plus, I go out, just like with Info, and I bring you the very best items, the very best products that I personally use and I love. So go to InfoWarsStore.com, check out the products, get some today, share them with friends, review them, and know that you cannot lose because you're fighting the Info War that's fighting the globalists. Plus, these are great products. But I want to thank you for keeping me in the game. I want to thank you for funding our operation. So continue to spread the word and fund InfoWars at InfoWarsStore.com. And I salute you once again, once again, once again, once again.
Out from this election. It's September 4th. I am honored to be here. Wild horses and the hounds of hell couldn't drag me away from this fight. And I am so honored to be here with you. I'm loving every minute of it. You were born for this. Deep within the New World Order's senses, they know they are defenseless if we take action and have God on our side. All right. If you just joined us, I know some stations carry the second and third and fourth hour, or vice versa. Some carry the first 2 hours. Incredible news. They tested all the Big Ten athletes, not just the football players. And out of thousands that they said had COVID, of course, is the tester, 90-plus percent. Notice I just follow what they admit versus 30% false positive, 40%, 50%. And then I did the numbers last week. It was like, that's over 90. New York Times admits over 90% false positives. And no illnesses, no hospitalizations. And they made the doctor retract. He just made it up that a bunch of the football players had heart inflammation. Just pulled it out of his rear end. Because, oh, he said, I saw an article where China said they had some heart inflammation in some of the cases. Well, you got somebody living in a toxic city who's 70 years old. And they're eating crap food in China and breathing all that smog. And then you test them with some Bill Gates created test that was created at Wuhan. They have this whole thing set up. And then they go, oh, this person has eyesight problem. It's COVID. This person has a brain problem. It's COVID. And they just attribute in the fear everything under the sun. And people get confused and they get scared. But what you need to know is in Hawaii, it's 0.0004 something. I mean, we're talking hundreds of times not as bad as the flu. Remember just 8 months ago, we're like, well, it looks like it's a bad flu. But they showed you the apocalyptic images and the wailing at night, like some zombie movie and people being welded into their homes. But a lot of the footage would show that a cameraman being waved in or a director, and it was being directed. He noticed the guys having bags put over their heads and drug away. Looked suspiciously like they were in too good a shape and everything, and they were police officers. So communist China did a little Hollywood on us and did a big production to crack down on their own population, to make us forget about Hong Kong, Taiwan, that they've now taken over Hong Kong. Remember all that? That's all this and past, and they've taken over, and they're in charge now.
And then the Clintons came out again, Hillary last week, now Bill, and said, you know, he's not planning to leave. We need the military to take him out of there. You know, we need to drag this out. He'll look like he wins big, but we're going to count every one of those ballots, 80 million of them. They're just being mailed out everywhere.
We've got a big clip that the crew found, that Rob, one of the producers, found from 2008. Obama, when he wanted to sound reasonable, back when Biden was like, we're not coming after your rifles, your shotguns, your handguns, not your AR-15. That's a lie. Nobody wants your guns. Remember that? Nobody. We're like, hey, the UN says, the Brady campaign says, you know, they all say the goal is get registration and then confiscation. They want to track everything and then ban everything. And that's what the police state's about with the COVID tracing and the social credit score. It's all here. It ain't coming. You're not going to have to wait anymore for what I tell you to come true. And then, oh, God, it did come true in 5 years. You're going to get a big old sermon of it right now. And if you start complying with this because you're too afraid, well, you're going to start complying with everything. Because once they crowbar open the door, man, hell comes in. So here's the Clintonistas last night, one of their little Skype things, because, oh, you know, Zoom things, they can't, the COVID's so bad, that's why Biden's hiding, and that's why they're hiding, and just what a sick joke. Here is the child molester devil worshiper couple, child trafficking, running Jeffrey Epstein, literal ghouls of hell that still control. Look at Bill Clinton's eyes. He is so pissed, he is so scared, he is so bad. He has sucked the energy out of so many children, sucked their dreams, sucked their hope, sucked their soul, betrayed them. Look at those eyes. Run those sex ops. He's the guy that betrayed America. He's the enemy. He's the sack of garbage. Yeah, zoom in those eyes even more. Look at those eyes. And they've got Atlantic Monthly going, President Trump behind closed doors says he hates the military and they're losers. But see, that's Bill Clinton when he's being the fake. Oh, I'm Bill Clinton. Well, when you go back to the other shot of his eyes, look at the hate and the venom and the will. He loves to rape women and children. He loves to beat people up. He loves to make people sad. He loves to then do it right in a coat room or right in a bathroom next to a big dinner party or a big reception. He'll say, hey, so you're the manager here in town, huh? You're the Republican Party chair lady. Well, you're nice. Let me show you some stuff in, over here in the side office. And then he grabs him by the hair and he goes, listen, I'm going to rape you. And if you say anything, they're not going to believe it. You're going to lose your whole life. And they're like, what? He goes, let me just kiss you. And he bites their lower lip so hard, blood starts dripping. And then while he's holding on like a snapping turtle, he tears their panties off. And then with his big, crooked proboscis, rapes them. The poor lady, he goes, this is I'm not going to be gross here. It's like the women all describe the same deal. And then he just sits there while he slobbers on the woman, raping her. That's who these people are. That's a spiritual thing to rape a woman like that or rape a child like that. It's hurting them. It's abusing them. It's making them desperate. It's horrifying them. It's taking someone that admires you and betraying them. It's the same energy from a woman that admires you or a child that trusts you. It's about betrayal. It's about the thing in him wants to betray innocence. And are you going to let that thing and his droppings like Brian Stelter rule you? No, you do not rule my soul. God does. You will burn in hell. You already are. Into the pit from which you came. Get behind me, Satan. So here's
Bill Clinton. Oh, yeah, Trump's not going to leave.
And then here's what old Obama, because they're on the news saying, there's no election fraud. There's no voter fraud. There's no problem. Here is Bill Clinton.
And we're going to get our country back. That's our plan.
President Clinton just laughed. But you know, can you imagine? And I say this, I got in trouble again on CNN. I said, there's going to be a split screen on January 20th at 12 noon, 2021. Joe Biden is going to be accepting or doing the inauguration. What is it? Giving the inauguration. Yes, that thing that y'all been through twice. He's going to be doing that, and then there's going to be a split screen. You're going to see the military going in to pull this man who's going to orange knuckle the resolute death.
Well, no, I was just thinking, you know, he probably won't even come to Biden's inauguration. He'd be second sandbag in front of the White House.
I want to be honest. It's not as if it's just Republicans who have monkeyed around with elections in the past. Sometimes Democrats have to. We've got to have a voting rights division in the Justice Department that is nonpartisan and that is serious about, you know, investigating cases of vote fraud.
So now Democrats want you to believe, though, that none of that exists. See the video of them at NewsWars.com, InfoWars.com, and more. And that's how these articles and videos get out. You know what's going on, but your friends and family may not. That's how you give them the gift of truth every day in this fight. Big Tech wants to suppress you. They want to suppress me. They want to silence us. Well, they can't silence us physically when there's websites and independent news organizations outside of their control fighting as hard as we can to stay on air. So those of you that support us with your word of mouth, your financial support, you're awesome. Thank you. And your prayer is amazing. The final piece of the equation is the promotion of what you've supported and what you built. InfoWars is yours. I am yours. And I pledge to you 110% commitment. You have my total commitment unto death, unto absolute nothing. Nothing stands in the way of this. You have my pledge. I pledge allegiance to you. Stay with us.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
I got off the riverboat New Orleans in the spring of 82. I walked into a gambling house, as gamblers often do. I had myself a drink and I joined in a poker game. The dealer was a woman, so I asked her for her name. She smiled at me so pretty, but a hush fell over the place as a big man crossed the table, stood up and slapped my face. Bowie knife, long glitter and steel, if my gun don't take yours.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. We are broadcasting worldwide. All right, here's what I'm going to do. I want to open the phones up for the balance of the broadcast. If you're a TV viewer, you can see footage that we're going to be showing coming up next segment that a journalist that got into the Antifa military training camp. Now, this isn't a CHOP area. This isn't some fake autonomous zone that the city let them set up. This is where they're actually training. And in Seattle, in 1999, the city, under Bill Clinton, actually housed Antifa. And at that point, the U.S. military was ordered to aid Antifa to set up the prototype of this. And I can tell you, the military did not like it. But it was the Delta Force was ordered to do this. And I'm not joking. We were told about it at the time. About a year later, it came out in the major Seattle Post-Intelligencer that Bill Clinton ordered Delta Force to help fund Antifa to then discredit the peaceful rioters. I'm being Freudian slip joke there. The people that were peaceful at the time, so they could say that they were rioters. So you have to understand, Antifa is provocateurs of the Clintons and of the deep state, and they've been dumb enough now to try to use it against the American people with their so-called fiery but mostly peaceful events. And again, I'm being sarcastic, quoting CNN, so that's coming up next segment. Here's the toll-free number to join us. It's 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, or 877-789-ALEX. And if you're in a country that doesn't let you, or have a phone that doesn't let you call 1-800 number, you can dial the country access code and 512-646-1776. First-time callers, long-time callers, if you agree, you disagree, it's a free-for-all. We don't screen your calls, just that you have a good phone line. You'll be ready to talk, and if you want to tell us how you're listening, that's fine, or you want to tell us you disagree, I'll tend to put you towards the head of the line, but we don't screen the calls. You know, there's a big leftist lie out there that we have fake callers. Well, call in and experience it for yourself. We also have been harassed so badly that the Democrats put out news articles last year that we have fake reviews at InfoWarsStore.com. Of course, it's not fake reviews. It's Power Reviews, one of the most highly respected review groups out there. But I can tell you that that information got investigated by the feds. So that's the level we're under where the Democrats say we have fake reviews and fake callers. None of it's true. But they want us to be the criminals like they are when we're not. We're not child molester devil worshipers like you. We built the country. We're not trash like you. And we're taking the trash out. So 877-789-2539. And we'll take your phone calls. Pretty amazing footage we just showed of Obama, if you joined us, admitting that, indeed, there's election fraud on both sides. Well, the Democrats are the ones that are known for that. I mean, you got to say, it's like 50-1 stories about Democrats caught doing it. I mean, I can't really think of cases where Republicans have been caught doing it. I mean, the Democrats have been known as the dirty, nasty party that the Republicans are intimidated by forever. They're the original party. And up front, Thomas Jefferson got upset with them, and he founded them. And George Washington thought they were criminals. The Republicans came along to challenge him, and they had a civil war over it. So, we're here again, and you heard the Antifa scumbag whose sister said that he wasn't in the military and it wasn't bad news, he was dead. He's a liar. He's on video executing the poor man last weekend. And then he reportedly pulled a gun on a federal task force and got killed. And the media is saying, oh, he's probably, they just executed him in cold blood. Yeah, right. Yeah, right. The guy is a scumbag, and he's dead. And he looks like all of them. He looks like a glow-in-the-dark, meth-head pedophile. I'm not saying he's a pedophile. I'm saying he looks like a pedophile. Just like the guy that started the attack on Kyle Rittenhouse, they're now reporting was chasing him, saying kill him. And even the New York Times admits that on video there's a shot fired. They're not sure by who, at Kyle Rittenhouse, and that then the convicted pedophile who kidnapped and raped 9-year-old boys, we now know the details. They reportedly had other victims, even younger. He was trying to take his gun when he got killed, just like the other two guys that got shot. One guy had a pistol extended at him, and he was nice enough to just shoot him in the arm. Talk about cool under pressure. You got a gun extended at me, over me, you've been chasing me, you're going to get one right in the chest or right in the head. But Rittenhouse, I guess, is a humanitarian and did not shoot the guy dead center in the chest. And so the guy that survived said, my only regret was I was unable to pull the trigger and kill him. I was trying to. He was quoted at the hospital with a photo of him with his buddy saying, my only regret is I didn't get him dead yet. I sure tried to kill him. Chasing you down, confessing you want to kill somebody. And Rittenhouse is in a jail cell right now with Antifa on the internet offering rewards for whoever the jail will kill him. You know what? I got a feeling that nobody's going to be killing Rittenhouse in jail. People don't like folks like you. You know, criminals that get busted for dealing drugs, had to make money, I'm not defending it, or somebody that got in trouble, you know, for doing something. They don't like child molesters. They don't like devil worshipers. And everybody knows who Antifa is. They're devil-worshipping meth-head Satanists. And they're 90% white, about 8% Hispanic, and about 2% black. I mean, the whitest thing you'll ever be to, we've infiltrated them here in Austin and covered them other areas of the country. The whitest thing you'll ever go to is an Antifa meeting. And it looks like a convention of white ghouls. There'll usually be a super obese black woman there who hates men. An obese lesbian Marxist will usually be the semi-commander. And then there'll usually be a crazy Chinese agent, young woman, with just hate in her eyes. And then you go to the meetings. We've got undercover video. We've shown it here. We've confronted them. You've seen them. And then there'll also be a bunch of basement-dwelling, you know, super obese gay white dudes who will actually wear Mao outfits. I mean, there's something about a 400-pound gay dude in a Mao outfit dreaming of how he's going to put people in FEMA camps and kill them. And you see them out in public when we're out there. We've got to be in armored vehicles. They'll attack. And just like these glow-in-the-dark, weirdo, crazy people you didn't even know existed just boil out. And they're like, they're the droppings of George Soros. They're the children of George Soros. And they're just these totally fake, virtue-signaling, lying scum. Everything that comes out of their mouth is a giant, filthy lie. They got a bunch of new fake news out on Trump. We'll tell you about it. Go to your phone calls and show you the secret Antifa camp paid for by a major Democrat city straight ahead. Tell folks to tune in. That really pisses off George Soros.
Going back more than 20 years ago, I coined the term the false left-right paradigm from reading the books by Carol Quigley, Zbigniew Brzezinski, and others, how they described powerful institutions and foundations successful takeover of the left parties and right parties in Europe and the United States. It didn't mean that those parties didn't have differences before. They were able to get control of the leadership of both and manipulate the public with the illusion of change and the illusion of a fight going on like WWF wrestling or something. With Trump and with our populist movement taking over the Republicans, this is a real populist movement. Doesn't mean it's perfect. And you know it's real because the Democrats, the power structure, the Chi-Coms, and the entire old Republican leadership have all endorsed Joe Biden. That's why I'm supporting Trump. It's about Americanism, not globalism. It's about ending the one-sided trade deals. It's about defending our borders. It's about defending the right to the Second Amendment and pro-life. And Trump's doing all of that.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm your host, Alex Jones, on this live Friday edition. Well, Democrat leader in the House, Jerry the Penguin Nadler, said there's no such thing as Antifa a month ago. Remember this?
Violence across the whole country. Do you disavow the violence from Antifa that's happening in Portland right now?
That's a myth. It's being spread only in Washington, D.C.
About Antifa in Portland?
Yes.
Sure, there's videos everywhere online. There's fires and riots. They're throwing fireworks at federal officers. DHS is there. Look online. It gets crazy, Mr. Nadler.
There goes
Cobblebot.
Now, let's look at these articles. Big video, big article we're going to get to in a moment. Portland's Antifa war camp was really just set up to house homeless during COVID-19, they claim, the post-millennial reports. Incredible video, incredible photos. Inside, well, what's described as an armed camp with a bunch of drug addicts, scum, and child molesters wandering around acting tough and telling them everybody how they were in the military. Meanwhile, Oregon church hosting Antifa summer camp for children, and guess what? No one's wearing masks. They all know it's a hoax. Speaking of that, former Australian Prime Minister slams health dictatorship. Tony Abbott, after the country's now officially in a recession, the former Australian Prime Minister warned today in a speech to the UK think tank Policy Exchange that the virus hysteria, and that's what it is, it's the great virus panic, and draconian lockdowns are perpetuating the economic slowdown and have created something for nothing mindset. Yeah, people are getting lazier and lazier and don't want to go back to work. That's why factories can't get going. They go, oh, I heard there's COVID, I'm not going. And the government's like, oh, here's more money. Among younger generations living on furlough. We'll get more of this after we take some calls. But here's video. This is all on Infowars.com. The article about the Australian Prime Minister saying this is a health dictatorship. Yeah, it's a medical tyranny. That's what I call it. UK transport police manhandle pepper spray train passenger for not wearing mask. It's all about virtue signaling. They're being told if it's a communist meeting, an Islamic meeting, you know Muslims are kidnapping little girls and sex slaving them, don't you touch them. But if somebody had wearing a mask and it's white, beat the hell out of them. It's about driving the indigenous population into submission. Here's the video.
Underlying health conditions, you don't have to wear a mask. Underlying health conditions.
I do not have to wear a mask. I need to end of, and you do not have to challenge me either. It's against the law to challenge me.
I'm not going
to
argue anymore.
Yeah, it's against the law to challenge me as well.
I'm not coming to you.
I'm not getting off.
Come on, Devin.
Yo! Who the f thing you're grabbing? Who the f you think you're grabbing?
This is bad cops, folks. This is what leftists is. You want to live in a police state, live under liberals. They all want to rape your privacy. They all want to rape your innocence. They all want to rape your medical health. They're evil. They're not liberals. They're leftists.
You're on a power trip here.
Yeah.
You're on a power trip.
And I've spoken to you and told you I don't have to.
Oh, no, the police are heroes. They're stopping the COVID. Non-existent made-up crap.
You're the one on him. You're the bully.
I told you I don't have to f***ing wear one.
It's all these virtue signalers watching this.
Under health conditions.
Get the f*** off me.
This is stalling the economy, putting us all into debt. Tens of millions starving to death. The cop's the hero, keeping you in martial law. Keeping you in lockdown. And you know what they're going to do. They're going to throw the book at that guy. He'll spend 10 years in prison. But if he was caught with little girls he's raping, well, he's part of the team. And the UK police are the problem. They are bad news, man. At least in London, the places I've been, I mean, it's like, wow. They literally hate the population. They hate their people. They hate their country's existence because they're traitors. They're hired by globalists to end their country. They need to be repudiated. Disgusting. Now, the converse of that is most police you run to in the U.S. are the most awake about the mask being a fraud because they can go read statistics. And they understand that there is loopholes if you have a health condition and they're not even supposed to be able to ask you because the U.N. wrote the rules because they want a waiver, but they don't want us knowing about it. So the law itself is a fraud and should be resisted. But when the government fears the people, there is liberty. When the people fear the government, there is tyranny. If you don't want to live under that, go live in North Korea. But we live here in America. We'll get to the Antifa war camp next hour because I want to start getting your calls now. The video's up on Infowars.com. But again, you heard Nadler, and He can barely walk and barely stand up and doesn't even know who he is, but he's corrupt and evil and works for the Chi-Com, so he just says it doesn't exist. It's all about disdain to you. You're like, hey, we don't like convicted pedophiles having drag queen story time. Oh, that doesn't exist. Hey, we don't like the border being wide open and 1.4 million deaths from TB last year. That doesn't exist. We don't like you doing all these horrible things to our sovereignty and selling us out. Oh, it's always the disrespect of not even having a debate. Because you don't exist. You don't exist. We don't respond to you. We don't talk to you. But CNN says they're the victim of censorship because they didn't get the first debate. And that Trump's in a war against the media by criticizing these lying sacks of garbage when it's Oliver Darcy and other pieces of filth like him that go around running all the censorship. That's the face of the enemy, the bottom of the barrel they had to dredge up. Okay, we're going to go to Blake and Presley and Jeff and CeCe and Black Lightning and Jacqueline and Annie and Steve and Paul and everybody else. So let's go to a caller in Virginia first. Let's go to Jacqueline in Virginia. Thanks for calling.
Hello.
Welcome. Thanks for calling.
Are you welcome? Hi, Alex. I'm a first-time caller. My son adores you, so I just want to let you know. But I just wanted to call to say about these riotings, these BLMs, and these crazy folks out in Portland and wherever else they're out there rioting, looting, and acting a fool. I think that they should take them as just put them in the Fed should take them like they had been doing, or putting covers over them and black vehicles taking them away. They should take all of them over to the Epstein Island, drop them off, make sure they have no way of coming back. That way we don't have to worry about them anymore. And to top it off with the cherry on the top, take the Democrats with them too.
That would that's what people would do, is put folks into exile. And if they hate America and doesn't think it should exist and say they want to blow it up and destroy it and say death to America, absolutely. Why don't we just ship them to some island and they can all just kill each other?
Yeah. Hey, the Jeffrey Epstein Island would be the perfect place.
That's it. Let's dump them all on Little St. John or whatever the hell it's called.
Yeah, wherever it is. Anyways, America, this is the greatest nation on earth. And we know, Alex, and I listen to you too, it's good versus evil. So for all of your callers all over the world who's listening, if you truly believe in Jesus Christ, stand up for Jesus. Stand up for the USA. Because this country was founded on a Christian nation because of our forefathers who stood up, who gave this country to God. We cannot sit back and let this free country become communism because of the greed of these rich, wealthy tycoons. If they have issues with wanting something, they got enough money to build themselves a home on another planet. Get off of America. Get off of out of this earth. Off the earth and just go elsewhere.
That's a great idea. Jeff Bezos and all of them just blast off and go to Mars. Here's the deal. They got all their wealth through scams, inside deals, and consolidation. That's why they're waging war against middle class. They just want to have a comfortable life and be able to just take care of their family. They are waging war against that, saying we're hurting the earth. They're saying our standard of living is too high, while they're funding this system to steal all our wealth so they can be fabulously rich like Martian emperors. Great points. We love you, Jacqueline. All right, I'm coming back in just a few minutes to go bam, bam, bam to your phone calls. And then, jam-packed hour number 3, InfoWars, still on air, thanks to you.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I want to briefly tell you something before we go back to your amazing calls. Not because I'm here again to say, oh, look how smart I am. No. So that you understand the path to victory in defeating these Satanists. I knew when I got on air 26 years ago that I would be vindicated and I would be proven right. But I didn't care about that for myself. I was willing to be attacked, lied about, made fun of, sued, you name it. They sent people here trying to kill me, you name it. I'm not making a big deal about it. It's happened quite a bit. I just don't even think about it. It's all in God's hands. Because I knew they were really going to do all this. I was watching a Joe Rogan clip as he was talking a bunch about me with that Duncan Trussell guy, or whatever his name is, interesting, funny fella. Met him a few times. And I'm not belittling his name. It's just not popping in my head right now. I ate a bunch of barbecue. That's the big joke. I can't remember all my kids' grades because I had a big bowl of chili at lunch. That was true in a deposition. They got some barbecue today. I just ate too much at lunch. I'm like, whoa. But he was on there going, yeah, who could have predicted all this? Who could have known all this? And the medical tyranny and the trying to forcibly inject this. And I'm waiting for it, and I go, but Alex Jones did. And he goes, yeah, but Alex Jones did. And it isn't about me getting the credit. Do you understand the rest of this is going to happen? I mean, they plan on killing everybody, having robots on every checkpoint. They're going to get rid of the police, get rid of the human military by criticizing it, by sabotaging it. It's all been planned out, folks. They're going to destroy the universities with social justice warriors. They've already destroyed journalism by buying it off and paying it off. This is a plan to sabotage everything. And the idiot Satanists that are low level think they're about to take over. No, you are an extermination crew. You're dialed into a transmission that wants to destroy all life on Earth. You know, how do geese, a week before a hurricane even forms, know how to leave an area that's going to be hit by a hurricane? Why do mice do it? About 3 days before a big earthquake, usually, they start running out of the holes and climbing trees. And you'll just go outside, and there's mice and rats and everything in trees. You're like, and the ancients went, oh, the gods are about to shake the mountains. But they knew when rats and mice are running up trees and running and hiding in your house. How do they know all that? I did a video on it. It's at man.video. I didn't get come up with a title. I guess Dude did. It was, Will Lucifer Successfully Extinguish the Light of Truth? And I break all that down. But their AI computers only target and only read about 5% of reality. Because now the spectrometers and the radio telescopes and all these systems and the mathematical equations show that there's dark matter that's between 70 and 90% of the universe's energy that they can't even understand or scan. And then atoms are like 5 to 10% depending on how dense the space you're in. And then you've got different forms of radiation energy being distributed around. But 70 to 90% is unreadable, and they don't know what it is, but it's there holding it all in place. And that's why you see all these big globalists saying, we're in a simulation. Something's holding us here. We're trying to free humanity from it. Once we become silicon gods, we will break out of this. They were never atheists, folks. They're Luciferians. They don't like God's creation. They want to be in charge. But notice, the God that made us lets us have freedom and free will and make decisions. Notice the Satanists always said they were about freedom. When they get control, they don't even want you to have the ability to think. They don't want you to join Lucifer willingly. They want to have you so upside down, so dumbed down, that you don't even know which end is up. That's not a God. My God, the real God, built the universe, gave me life, my ancestors, my wife, my children, all the enjoyment, all the things, all the beauty, the ability to see what God made and see the beauty and commune with God, appreciating God and worshiping God for all the great things God's given us. And the devil doesn't want us to have communion with that. The devil wants to control us because we're little g. We're made in the image of God. And we are more powerful than Satan. Satan's just older and knows the tricks. It'd be like if a full-grown adult who was hunchback, had snot dripping out their nose, and, you know, left a trail of slime behind him, but weighed 100 pounds, had a 2-year-old. That old, wicked man could knock the 2-year-old down the stairs or pour gasoline on him and light him on fire. But see, that's not enough for Satan. Satan wants to mutate that child and enslave it and have it desperate, crying out, not knowing why it's not having communion with God, locked in an artificial reality, a prison. But I will assure you, the way God works is, it will be Satan locked in the prison that Satan is building for us. Hell is the prison that the devil has made for himself with all his servants. Like David Rockefeller, now in hell. Like the Rothschilds, now in hell. Like all of them, in hell. Selfish, stupid, greedy, cancers, failures, nobodies, nothings. Not the winners, the losers. All right, I'm going to your calls. That calls all over the place, calls everywhere. I'll just say this briefly. Yesterday, I leveled with people, and I don't like doing stuff like that. I don't like, you know, let the enemy know they've, you know, had effects on us, the rest of it. I don't want to get into all the details of it, but, and it's the breakdown of the economy, the breakdown of supply chains. It's a lot of stuff. that I have to decide whether we're going to have enough money from sales to be able to order things in the future. Like, everything we're selling, we have in stock. But then I get to the point where, okay, I can just sell out of my stock and not order more and keep going another 6 months. Or do I gamble and buy more stock when I'm not even sure, and all the other things going on? So we just need more capital. We don't have George Soros, the New World Order. It's all you buying books and films and T-shirts, and our markups are not that big. So, you know, oh, wow, we sell a couple hundred Blocket Pockets a day, or Privacy Pockets, but we make like $8 on them. That just doesn't pay the bills. Or, hey, we sold a bunch of, you know, Winter Sun, vitamin D3 with vitamin K. It's great. Okay, we made $10 on it. It just doesn't, at the end of the day, have enough money. So a lot of you stepped up. And I can tell you, if people stepped up like you did yesterday, every day, we could expand, not shut down. And the problem is, I could contract massively, but under the face of the enemy attack, that's not good. And then I start looking at people around here thinking, well, who do we get rid of? Because I could sell everything I got and not keep this place going a few months if no money's coming in. And that's just where I am. So I'm not bitching. I'm not complaining. I appreciate you all. But, man, let me tell you, X2, when I forget to take it, I forget for like over a month to take it, like 5-6 weeks. And I'm like, man, I'm really putting weight on. I'm still exercising. And it's like, yeah, I clean my desk off. Where is my X2 now? I took it in the other office. You guys go in David Knight's studio and bring me the X2s. I was in there the other night. I took some in there with me and took it. I've got to keep it. And people, nobody's stealing stuff around here, but stuff comes up missing from my desk. And when I religiously take it every day, I'm healthy. My libido's better. My skin's healthier. I have more energy. And when I forget to, I don't. So X2's been sold out for months. And the under-the-tongue liquid, it's back in stock. 50% off with free shipping. We're going to extend that sale into next week. The main sale's already 4 or 5 days over. I've got to end it, but I've been putting out so many fires I haven't. I've got to go meet today with all of the business guys and try to figure out what we've got and what specials we can do. But this sale's got to end soon. Free shipping on all of our best-selling items like 8-pack Power Stack. The X2 spray is the only atomic iodine spray out there. It's for surface, and of course, it's the same iodine. You can ingest it. It's really, really good for you. Here's the X2 spray. Here's the X2 under the tongue. And they're both 50% off with free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And I just got to tell you, the good halogen is just spectacular, ladies and gentlemen. Because if you don't have the good halogen, your body absorbs the bad halogens into your glands. Read about it. The UN admits almost 3 billion people have cognitive disabilities and brain damage because they didn't get enough iodine. And the globalists work around the clock to make sure that you don't get enough of it. It's essential. Essential means if you have no iodine, you will die. It's not like oxygen, 5 minutes, not like water, you know, 4 or 5 days, not like food, a month, but it will get you. And the system doesn't want you knowing that. So however you get your iodine, get it, but this is the best you're going to find out there from my research, the purest, and it supports the InfoWar, a 360 win. InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, I apologize. I'm done plugging. When we return, I'm going bam, bam, bam to Presley and Blake and Jeff and CeCe and Black Lightning. That's a cool name. John and Annie and Steve and Paul. We're going to the order they received. Hour number 3 straight ahead. And we'll take you inside the Antifa training center provided by the mayor of Portland.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.